Today on Pilgrim Radio's His People, Jim Winans and friends of Hallelujah Toffee making candy to support missions.
How God uses a simple thing to bring people to God. Toffee. I mean, who would think that toffee could become a thing that has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years to seeing people come to Christ?
Jim Winans next. Hallelujah Toffee is a candy company run entirely by a small army of volunteers in Minden, Nevada. Thousands of pounds of the delicious nutty toffee are produced every fall and shipped to customers across the country. The exciting part is 100% of the sales are used to fund ministry in various countries. Spencer Dahlke visited Hallelujah Toffee's kitchen recently to get the details from those directly involved in it.
Okay, so I'm with Jeannie. Last name?
Burns.
Burns. And you are the founder of Hallelujah Toffee?
No, my daughter was the founder, and okay. The two mothers worked for free. She was married to a young man going through med school. So we started making toffee to pay off his school loan. And we did that for about 4 years. And then we started doing a nonprofit, and it's always been for a cause. In the beginning, it was for this sweet little family with new babies and trying to get dad through med school. So now we're on our 25th year working for free. Two moms are still here at the stove doing this together. And 25 years.
25 years you've been doing this. Yeah. When did you guys start moving over into missions work?
It was about the fifth or sixth year of toffee season. We got involved with a ministry in Kenya and started doing it then. And the funds were being used to put kids through school, elementary, then junior high and high school. And we did that for years. And we just 4 years ago became our own 501c3. And now we've branched out and we're blessing ministries all over the world, some local and some far, far away.
Yeah, I'm also with Jim Winans. You're the president, is that right?
Yes, I am the president for about, what, 4 years now?
Yeah, four years.
Something like that. And like Jeannie said, everybody volunteers. They come in here. You can see the people here having a wonderful time of fellowship and work. And all of our profits go to missionaries. Mm-hmm. And it's not only local missionaries, such as Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Good News Clubs, but we also go to Africa, as Jeannie mentioned, and also Moldova and Ukraine. And
Kenya, Africa, it's amazing. We maybe can't go ourselves, but our heart goes. Most of the board has been, we've put our foot down and we've served with these people, so we know right where it's going.
You do.
And we don't work this hard without knowing that it's going to be put in good hands.
And by the way, I want to just mention one thing. We're partnering with the Bible bookstore in Reno, His Word. So people, during the season, now we start selling in November, right?
November 1st is opening day.
The people in the Reno area, out to Fallon, and come into Reno and purchase it directly from His Word Bible bookstore there in Reno. And they can also buy it online, hallelujahtoffee.org. And so we're selling toffee all across America, and I know your radio station covers all the way out to Wyoming, so I'm hoping that some of those folks in Wyoming will think about giving a Christmas gift to their family, friends, or maybe there's a business they want to give it out to their employees. It makes a real nice Christmas gift.
And it's a really good toffee, too. I saw, like, last time I was here, you had, like, mounds of butter that you could have put in it.
Yes.
It's a family recipe, I've heard.
Is that right? It's a family recipe. Yeah. It was Grandma's recipe, and I think she used to do it without measuring. And then we had to practice and get the recipe down.
Oh, that is.
And a lot of people make toffee. Someone asked me, what makes yours so special? And all I can say is just it's made with love. Every pan poured by hand. We're going to make 9,000 pounds of toffee this year. It's over 1,400 pots of toffee in just 3.5 weeks. So we work very hard, but we have high quality. It's a masterpiece, and it's because everybody has the same passion to do it for a cause, candy for a cause.
The steps of like how you guys make the toffee. Yes.
Well, it's ordering all the supplies once it gets here. Mm-hmm. We melt the butter and the sugar, and you have to have the temperature just right, which we're always adjusting the flames because it's by sight. Mm. And then when that the butter and the sugar melt into one, it gets this golden, this is what I call the liquid gold. It's just the most beautiful step. If you cook too fast, it burns. If you cook too slow, it's tacky, sticky. Mm. And so it's kind of a science project, but we try to measure and do everything to the numbers, and it won't work out. You just have to go by feel.
Right.
It's kind of like feeling it. And then you pour it, let it cool for a little bit, and then you add the chocolate, spread it thin, and then add the nuts again. And you try to make the pans level, and then it dries, broken, and then it's put into the sealer bags and packaged for sale. We can do a from finish to end in one day, but when you make as many as we are doing today, we save that finishing time for another day.
Right.
We just package it on a special day. We call it our Boxing Day, and we have like 100 volunteers that come and do that with us, giving
it away. As soon as we get the cash at the end of the Christmas season, we start sending out checks, and it goes to the missionaries, and it's just a wonderful thing. We're blessing a lot of people, and people are coming to the Lord as a result.
Yeah. Alan, I'm going to come talk to you now.
You may.
All right. This is Alan
Murph.
Murph?
My last name is Murph. It's not truncated version of Murphy.
Yep. And what's your position with the Hallelujah Toffee Ministry?
Sealing. I'm a sealer. I seal the bags of toffee.
You help out. You're one of the volunteers?
Yes.
Very good. What brought you to the Hallelujah Toffee Ministry?
Originally, when I came, I had just had a hip replacement surgery, and that was in September, which I hadn't planned on coming, but you know how God is, that He works all things for good for those who have just had hip surgery. I came, and because I didn't have anything else to do, my wife, Marin, who cooks, had already been coming, so I had about 3 months of recovery to get involved in, so I came, and that was how I originally ended up here, which was 2 years ago. I had my hip replaced in September of 2023.
Yeah.
How do you guys get volunteers? Like, what are the connections like? Because it's all volunteer labor, correct?
Jim could probably address that better than me, as he's been here longer. But it's just people that know Jeannie. The thing that I'm really impressed by, Spencer, is how God uses a simple thing to bring people to God. Toffee. I mean, who would think that toffee could become a thing that has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years to seeing people come to Christ? And that's the miracle for me, and that's the thing that draws me to being here is, for instance, last year with Mark Miles, who you'll be speaking to, is with Slavic Gospel Association. We were in Moldova, and Hallelujah Toffee, from just the simplicity of making toffee, we sponsored, Hallelujah Toffee sponsored a program called Emmanuel's Child, which provided Christmas for numerous churches in Moldova that children wouldn't have had a Christmas otherwise. So Jim and I were actually there and got to see these little miracle parties at work, and the children were just ecstatic and they were blessed and God was glorified, and it was just amazing to see it all happen. And it's not just the ministries that are happening overseas, but here stateside and in Carson City as well. We are also able to give money and to Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Child Evangelism Fellowship here in the middle schools and elementary schools. And also there's an association that works with orphans, which is more of a national ministry. So again, here we are in this little city of Minden, the Carson Valley, and making toffee, and it's become an international ministry as well as a local ministry because of people who love God. Like, you know, when you throw a rock into a pool and it just never stops to where it goes. It's a great ministry to be a part of. Everybody loves what they're doing. And bottom line, it's a miracle.
We're going to go and talk to Karen. Yeah.
This is Karen.
I'm Karen Berger.
Okay, Berger, yes.
It's her husband, by the way. He is now a doctor over at Carson Tahoe.
Where do you find the people to come and do the volunteer labor for the packaging?
Yeah, I would say God provides so much of it. Sometimes we don't even know who's going to be coming. Sometimes we'll have someone bring a friend or a neighbor, and they end up volunteering for years. That's what happened, Jim. You know, they'll bring people in, and they just come and become a part of the family, and we miss them when they're not there. So it does kind of become a little bit of a team or a family. So often we'll just find like-minded people at churches. All of us have our brothers and sisters in Christ. Like, for example, Carrie is just retired from teaching, really good at computers and IT and organizing. So it's not necessarily just packing boxes, but it's just kind of using the gifts that God's given each one of us. And then how can we bring that here and use it for God's glory? We have non-believers that come to the kitchen, which is awesome because it can be a little direct when you're just like, you need Jesus. But if you're just sitting next to each other and you're packing toffee, it can be a little bit more natural to just be like, tell me about your week. How can I pray for you?
So Hallelujah Toffee is also like a local outreach too to some of the unbelievers around here.
Yeah, yeah. We'll never take the place of the church, but I do think it's a place where Christians can come and enjoy fellowship, but then they also can bring a neighbor who might just be curious or not curious at all, and they don't know they need to be there, but God wants them there for a special reason.
And sometimes, this is unfortunate about a culture, but like sometimes, you know, there's a stigma against churches about like, you know, all the, you know, church hurt, whatever, this kind of thing. So it's nice to have a parachurch ministry where people can come and see like, oh, Christian fellowship is actually really kind of great.
You might have someone who's not going to go into a church. They're not ready for that yet. But they could come into a kitchen and sit at a table and pack some toffee. Or they could go on a website and buy some toffee and, you know, hear something there that they wouldn't otherwise hear.
The other thing you do every year is you send out an email to everybody, because we have everybody's email, and people sign up for when they're going to come in, and she has a schedule, and it works out quite well. But then that's kind of how you start the season, we have an idea who's coming in that way.
Mm-hmm. November 1st is like probably my favorite moment of the whole year. This year it's November 1st, but it's our annual packing party. We'll get like I would assume 100, maybe even more this year. People will come here and we'll pack all 9,000 pounds of toffee in one day. It'll be like, it is like a modern day quilting bee to see just, and we have little 2-year-olds. All they do is stack five. If you can count to five, you stack five. And then you'll have a 90-year-old that helps them. Okay, now you're gonna put those in and the 2-year-old helps the 90-year-old put them in the box or however it works. And that is truly a thing of the Holy Spirit to watch that day. That day is the best day.
When is that going to happen?
This year? It's November 1st. We get about 50 high school kids that are not saved. They're just high school kids that need hours, and they come and we feed them lunch. And God is so good at putting, you know, a 16-year-old with a lot of questions next to a retired teacher, and they end up talking about, you work with anybody for 3 hours, you're going to talk, you know.
You mentioned that sometimes you've had some close calls where you've not maybe had the volunteers you've needed. Tell us about like one of the days where, what happens? What does that look like if you don't have enough volunteers?
Well, like it happened yesterday. We only had 4 people in the kitchen, and we were tired, and we prayed and asked the Lord for wisdom, and we actually ended up turning burners off, and we went home, and we came early today, and today we trusted God that he was going to bring, and he did. I mean, it's overflowing in there, and so we've been able to make up what we couldn't do yesterday. Wow. So sometimes it's just life. You know, people get sick, and they can't, and whatever, but
so it's a day-by-day thing, whether volunteers coming in. It's not necessarily a regular schedule or rotation.
Nope. Yeah, it just kind of works around Bible studies and dentist appointments and just normal life, you know. So it is interesting. There's like this local part of Hallelujah Toffee, which is we work together as a group of believers in Christ. We work together to produce toffee. That's our goal. Our secondary goal is to shine for Christ locally. How do we do that? Let's bring in a non-believer. Let's put someone next to you that you don't necessarily know. Or you go to two different churches and you get to know each other. So that's the local ministry. And of course, earning those funds, then that ministry goes internationally, where how can we share the gospel? That's the most important thing to us. Yes, I would love to support other ministries. We do. But Hallelujah Toffee specifically says, what's the thing that changes lives most? It's not new bunk beds or even a meal, which sounds really harsh, but the thing that changes lives really is Jesus. And so that's where our funds go, specifically to share the gospel.
Fantastic.
So that's kind of the two, local and then, you know, international.
Our heart is for missions, and 100% of our profit goes to missions and missionaries,
right,
locally, internationally. And that's the bottom line here at Hallelujah Toffee.
Who is the first mission that you supported? I know you've mentioned in the past you've supported kids through high school, kids through college, things like that. But looking like internationally, what was the first mission?
The very first one was One Life Africa, which was, what did it used to be called? The
Bridge Ministry. Yeah. And
locally.
It's still going. I'm still on the board. It's a great ministry. They do work in Kenya. Jim's visited last year. Mm-hmm. We've both been there. And they're the ones who we would, for $1,000, we would send a kid to high school, including room and board and their uniform. Uniforms, everything, for an entire year for $1,000. So every $1,000 we sent another kid to school. And that really got fully funded. So we've had to move on. Funded.
But we're still in Kenya. We're working with Ankai's Children, and they're doing a phenomenal ministry with the Maasai tribe. And they're out in the bush and doing some great work. And we send them money every year. And so we're still in Kenya.
What other ministries do you guys support?
Yeah, okay, so we support Ankai's Children, that's in Kenya. Mm-hmm. We do Slavic Gospel Association, which is, you'll meet Mark downstairs if you haven't already. And Slavic Gospel is sharing the gospel mostly across Eastern Europe, although they do some work in Southeast Asia. And then we have Novo. Novo Missions is international, they're worldwide, but we specifically give to their Near East organization, so that's in the Middle East, sharing the gospel across the Middle East. We did do an outreach specific to Ukraine, sharing the gospel there. And then we do Christian Alliance for Orphans. They are an organization that is just fighting for the orphan. And then locally, we do Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which is just locally sharing the gospel to Northern Nevada students, and then Child Evangelism Foundation, or Child Evangelism Fellowship, which shares the gospel to
the Good News Club.
Good News Club, that's the Bible. So locally, those are the two that we do. We do partner with churches. So every Sunday morning in November and December, we go to really any like-minded church in the area, and we sell toffee. And when we sell toffee there, they take half of the profits from that day, and they give it to their missions organization that they're passionate about. We take 50%, and we give to the ones I've already listed. So that's kind of fun, because the local church knows the local needs better than we do. So we want to partner with them. How can they share the gospel? How can they effectively share Jesus in ways that we don't even know about? We're just cooking candy all day. We don't really know. They do. And so we love to partner with the churches. So of course, each church could tell you how they're giving their money. We know, like, last year, one church gave to widows and orphans in India. They're a Christian group that is sharing the gospel with widows and orphans there. So it depends on the church how they give.
Right. Everyone that shows up, they're excited to come every year. Some of these people have been coming for the last, 10 years or so?
Yeah, this is our 25th year.
Yeah.
But it's only, I think, our 13th year being officially nonprofit. This year we donated, I think we're right at $222,000 that we've donated. So once we pay for all the butter and the sugar and the chocolate and the almonds and the packaging and the shipping, which runs us about $70,000 for our cost, then we give about, we're hoping for over $200,000 this year. And I think we'll hit it.
I think so. Yeah.
Probably more like maybe $250,000. I don't know. Yeah.
I was going to ask, like, how much it actually, what's the cut for all the covering the ingredients, because that's that was a lot of butter that I saw on the table.
By the way, there's a lot of butter comes from Model Dairy. The almonds come from California. The chocolate comes from Pennsylvania. And the sugar is CNH, so that's California and Hawaii. So it's all American, American-made, American products, four ingredients. Well, so yeah, it's a wonderful product.
It was my mother-in-law's recipe. I don't know if you met her downstairs.
But Jeannie?
Nope, the other one, Mary Lee. Mary Lee is my mother-in-law. It's her recipe. So she let me take this recipe 25 years ago and start the company to pay for med school. And since we finished that, that's when we went nonprofit. So, I mean, it really is just the four ingredients. It's not a secret recipe. I think what we have found is it's not really the recipe. It's the heart behind it. I think God's just blessed it.
But we only allow certain people to cook that because it's got to be done a certain way, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I know I was in there once with her father-in-law for, 2 hours, and they fired both of us because we couldn't be as good as they are. So, but anyway, so they put us in the packaging department. Right. Well, my background's furniture, so now I'm into toffee.
Oh, yeah.
Jim's perfect at president. He does such a great job just leading us.
Very good.
That's the body of Christ yet again.
That's right.
So, yeah, I'm trying to think on the price thing. I think nobody gets a paycheck, so that helps. There's no, we are a nonprofit, but also nobody takes a paycheck. So everyone is all volunteer. So our profit margin is a little higher than it would be. And then we have great suppliers. So like Blue Diamond, Model Dairy, they're doing the best they can do to get us the right price. So we've been able to keep our costs really low, and then we can turn around and give 100% of our profits away, which is kind of what we stand by.
So you need to talk to Mark Miles.
I think I'm ready to talk to Mark, yeah.
You're Mark?
Mark Miles.
Mark Miles.
Slavic Gospel Association.
And you're one of the ministries that Hallelujah Toffee actually supports.
Yeah, for a number of years now they've been supporting the work. And so Slavic Gospel, basically we work with spreading the gospel in the countries of the former Soviet Union. And the work involves working with kids in orphanages and in camps. And then also we have seminaries that train pastors and leaders for churches.
I just interviewed your president, Michael Johnson, maybe a month or two ago or something like that, and he was telling me the gospel is really advancing in Russia and Ukraine in light of the war and stuff. I'm just curious, like, is there any updates since then? Like, how are things going?
Yeah, probably the latest update, we do ministry in a number of ways, and summer camps have just concluded, and so this year we had about 85,000 kids. Last year it was about 77,000. This year 85,000 kids heard the gospel, and of those, 10,000 made first-time decisions for Christ. And so the gospel is spreading in the hearts of kids who are going to grow up then to be kind of the church leaders of the future.
That's very exciting. And this was a summer camp?
Summer camps. We have thousands of summer camps all over the former Soviet Union.
Wow.
Hundreds of kids in each of those. And those kids, they have fun, like you went at a camp here. They're swimming, they're running around, they're playing games, they're singing songs, they're eating good food. But they're hearing the gospel as well from local pastors. And then they're connected into churches. So those pastors go out to the homes of all of the kids in their community that attended the camp, and then they talk with the family, the parents, they ask if they have questions, they share the gospel with the parents as well.
So what do you do for the Slavic Gospel Association?
Yeah, my work is communication.
Okay.
There are three of us. I'm responsible for everything west of the Mississippi River, and so I visit churches and families and foundations and just talk about the work that Slavic Gospel Association is doing.
I've also heard you're from Washington State.
Yeah.
I'm also from Washington State.
Oh, where are you from?
Snoqualmie.
Okay.
Yeah, if you know where that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? And you're from?
Puyallup, Washington.
Puyallup. Oh,
yeah.
Lovely area.
Home
Love
State
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. So what brought you down to Nevada? Are you here temporarily?
I'm here. No, there are volunteers on the team here at Hallelujah Toffee that are supporters of Slavic Gospel. And so we got the invitation that way. One of our longtime supporters said, here's a great work, and why don't you come and help out? And it is a great work. The kitchen is volunteered. The staff are all volunteer. About all they need to do is buy butter and sugar. And so that doesn't cost much. So a lot of the money that comes in from the sales of the toffee, I don't know if it's 80-90%, but a significant chunk goes directly into ministry. So there's not much overhead here.
Wow. How can our listeners pray for the Slava Gospel Association.
Yeah, appreciate you continuing to pray for the war in Ukraine and in Russia. Mm-hmm. We have churches in both countries that we support and that we train leaders for. And so the work in Russia needs to continue. Please ask your listeners to pray for those pastors who are under incredible stress at this time because of the situation that they find themselves in. Pray also for the pastors in Ukraine who are having their churches damaged or destroyed, members who are fleeing. It continues to be a war zone, and so those two things. And then the last thing is Emmanuel's Child, which is a Christmas outreach that we do every year in churches across the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, and pray for those kids and for their families that come out to those churches for the first time to see a program, to hear some music, and to listen to the gospel being told in communist nations and also in countries that are Muslim as well. And so Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, those kinds of places the gospel is being shared.
I think that's all the questions I have for you, but thank you, Mark.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely, yeah. And enjoy the packet.
Back to work.
You know it.
It's fun with this group. We have a lot of fun together.
You've been listening to His People on Pilgrim Radio. Many thanks to our guest, Jim Winans of Hallelujah Toffee. Go to hallelujahtoffee.org. Coming up on tomorrow's program, it's Brant Hansen with a Christian vision for masculinity.
I think it's the job that was given to Adam, which is to be the keeper of the garden. You provide life for people around you and security. So people shouldn't be threatened because you're around. The vulnerable should not be threatened because you're around. Women and children should not be threatened because you're around. Like, you should actually make them feel more secure because you're there.
That's tomorrow at the same time, right here on His People. Thanks for listening.